The Raiders celebrating 30 years, and Chairman John McIntyre joins me now. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Robbo. Good morning, listeners.
Can you believe it's 30 years?
I'm starting to feel old.
Join the club. Join the club.
Yeah, no, it's magnificent, and to think that we've got something like about 90, including partners or wives coming along, is just fantastic.
Yeah, you're talking about the players' reunion. I know you've spent a lot of time trying to track down John Chicka Ferguson. You did find him, and he is coming, I believe.
Yes, that's right. We, through a fair bit of help from Warren Ryan and his wife Pam, who had kept in constant contact with Chicka's wife Cheryl, and gave me a couple of phone numbers about 2 weeks ago, and I tracked them down. It was just, which was fantastic, and as recent as last Friday, I got a text, an email from Cheryl, where I'd sent her airplane bookings, etc., and confirming that it all sounded fantastic, and they were looking forward to it.
Yeah, he was very elusive on the field, and he's been very elusive off the field for the past 10 years. Where's he been?
Well. He had a job with the Cowboys when Tim Sheens was up there, going around the Indigenous camps, and so when Tim left Townsville, we sort of we lost track of him, and I'd heard that he'd moved to McLean, back to on the Clarence River where he'd originally came from, but we had no luck there, and then I heard on the radio about a month or so back that there'd been a bit of a reunion at Henson Park with Newtown, where Chicka played his early New South Wales rugby league days.
Mm.
And through Warren, I was able to track him down. He's been living on the just in a northern suburb of Townsville in all that time.
Well, I'll be looking forward to catching up with him tomorrow.
Yeah, certainly.
And you've got some other names blast from the past. I see Ricky Stewart will be there, Steve Walters, Ronnie Gitto.
Ronnie Gitto, yeah. I think also Terry Regan's making the trip as well. His partner, Kylie Gravenlock, trains out of Gosford, so probably that'll depend on racing commitments tomorrow afternoon.
Well, I'm looking forward to catching up with some of the players.
Certainly. Mick Aldis, of course, will be there. He's been employed by the Raiders for quite a while. But we had, unfortunately, a few apologies. Fellas like Sam Bacco and Ivan Hemjak had other commitments. And, of course, our very first signing, Jay Hoffman, is off to England to watch his son Ryan play in the in the Challenge Cup final, which is back at Wembley after about 13 years.
Yeah, and there's a lot of former Raiders coaching around the place as well. So
yeah, unfortunately, Tubby Camden and Billy Sullivan aren't able to be there. They have other commitments, but our original coach, Don Ferner, of course, will be there.
Mm, okay. Look, I'm going to put you right on the spot. You've seen all the Raiders. Who is the greatest Raider so far in the 30-year history? That's putting you right on the spot.
Well, I suppose, you know, it'd be very, very hard to go past Mal Meninga. He was the one single player that players wanted to play around, and I've got no doubt that Mal's presence here at the club was the one factor that enabled us to snare Wayne Bennett down here for one season as coach, and that dual coaching arrangement, which was unheard of. I think it was unheard of at that level of sport of any kind. And the pair, Don Ferner and Wayne Bennett, won the LEM Coach of the Year, and also there was a Coca-Cola Coach of the Year award as well. So it'd have to be Mal.
John, while you're here on 2CA, 80 greatest hits of all time, do you have a favourite?
My all-time greatest hit was Dean Lance on Blocker Roach in the 89 Grand Final.
Yeah, good call, John. Looking forward to catching up with you and all the former players tomorrow.
Okay, we'll see you tomorrow. Cheers,
brother. That's John McIntyre, Chairman of the Raiders, with his greatest hit of all time.